We chatted earlier this week about judgmentalism, and I just want to circle back to it again today, because that tendency to judge others and then to turn it into gossip or anger is so deeply ingrained in each one of us. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. So when was the last time that you judged someone? It's probably not all that long ago. And what typically emanates from that spirit of judgment in our hearts is an ill will towards that person that manifests itself in many different ways. Maybe you have enough self-control not to share those negative feelings with others by way of gossip. Well, good for you. But if it's still bubbling along under the surface through unhealthy self-talk, through grumbling and murmuring under your breath, through a dark attitude of unforgiveness and bitterness, then that's not really a win. And eventually, there'll be a breakout because you can't keep it all inside. Leviticus chapter 19, verses 16 to 18. You must not go around spreading false stories against other people. Don't do anything that would put your neighbor's life in danger. I am the Lord. Don't secretly hate any of your neighbors, but tell them openly what they've done wrong so that you will not be just as guilty of sin as they are. Forget about the wrong things people do to you. Don't try to get even. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. I am the Lord. There's a world of powerful, life-changing, peace-restoring wisdom in those few verses that's well summed up in something I read the other day. What Susie says of Sally says more of Susie than it does of Sally. So if you detect any negativity towards someone within, or you can see it breaking out on the surface, take stock and do something about it. Love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. That's God's word, fresh for you today. And the more we allow God to speak his word into our hearts, the more we can live in victory over all that stuff. That's why I'd love to share more of God's word with you. So let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. The Word of God is alive and active. It is the power to transform your life. So again, you'll find our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv.